أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعيدوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. In the previous ayat, or in fact in the same ayat, the beginning of the ayat, Allah explained the position of the husband, the man, as far as a family relationship is concerned. Allah said, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Allah had given them the position that they are the leaders, they are the amirs, they are the responsible people for the family. And then Allah explained about the condition of the righteous and pious woman. فَصَالِحَاتْ قَانِتَاتْ حَافِظَاتْ لِلْغَيْبِ. What their position is. And if that is the case, then it's a wonderful marriage relationship with only goodness and happiness here in this dunya also and in the akhirah. Now in the next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the condition of those women who are disrespectful, who are disobedient, how to recognize that also, and then the treatment for that also. So Allah says, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ اور جن کی بدخوئی کا در ہو تم کو. And those women that you fear, you apprehend that they are becoming nushuz, that is disobedient. And this is that what we would say in our language, lifting up the head, sir uthati hai. That now she is becoming too big for her boots, and you can make up now she's not humble, she's not obedient, she's not righteous and pious, and she's got different ideas. As soon as you pick that up, don't wait till it becomes worse. Already start remedying it. And there are three stages of remedy here, and then one fourth stage mentioned in the next ayat. So the first stage is فَعِذُهُنَّ. Don't go samjao. Then sit them down and explain to them that what is the position of a true Muslim woman is, and that our object is the akhirat, not this world, not all the fancy and beautiful things of this world, not to try and become equal to the husband, far from trying to boss him and come over him. So sit down, make them understand that. If that does not work and still she carries on in her wrong ways, وَهْجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَبَاجِعِ or جُدَى فَرْسُوِ مَنْ, and then separate yourself from her sleeping place. In other words, don't sleep with her. Then that will be also a great lesson for her. You'll sleep still in the same house, perhaps in the same room also, but don't share the bed with her. This will bring her to her senses. First you explain to her, that should have already brought her to her senses and understand I must be a humble, obedient, righteous and pious wife for my husband. That did not work, then now separate. This will have a great effect on her. And if she has got any metal in her, if she is worth anything, she will feel very offended that my husband is not sleeping with me. And if that also does not work, then the third stage is وَضْرِبُهُنْ or maru, then hit them. And this is not only what we will understand as hit, but all the details that has come. That is, hit them the most is with like a miswa, not with anything else. Don't fist them, don't punch them. Don't hit them in such a way that there are any marks, bruises on the body. Breaking of the bones is far from that. Hitting them on the face is right out of the question. That is just a little tap, and a woman of respect and honor, she will feel that if I come so bad that my husband has to reprimand me to the extent that he even has to hit me. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi says, it is permissible to hit, but it is preferable not to hit them. And the hitting in any case is not a physical abuse. It's not how some men carry on. It is just a light little bit touch, and that she also feels that I've become so bad that my husband has to hit me. If she's a woman of any standing, of any respect and honor, she will immediately correct herself. So that in that way, correct the matter in between husband and wife. Let nobody else know about it. Not even the children, not parents, not family people, not neighbors, friends, nobody. Settle it out, settle it in the house. After this, if she is obedient to you and listens to you, فَلَا تَبْغُوْ عَلَيْهِنَّ سَبِيلًا تو مَتْ تَلَاشْ كَرَوْا اُن پَرْ رَاحْ الزام کی. Then do not seek any way to make her feel uncomfortable, to accuse her, to find fault in her. Now if she comes right, respect and honor her and encourage her to be right and righteous all the time. Don't now take advantage of it. A person, anyone who makes a mistake and they come right now, don't remind them of that mistake all the time. Don't taunt them. Don't make them feel bad and low. Now maintain a proper lifestyle with them. And all this is on the basis, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيًّا كَبِيرًا بَيْشَكْ اللَّهِ سَبْسَ اُوپَرْ بَرَى. Allah Ta'ala is the most high, Ali. Kabira, Allah is the most, the greatest, the biggest Allah Ta'ala is. Allah has made you, and the ayah starts with Ar-Rijalu Qawwamuna 'ala An-Nisa. That men are the superiors, men are the leaders, the amirs in the house. And the ayat ends that إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَدِيًّا كَبِيرًا. You are appointed as the قَوَّام of the family, the head of the family. But remember, above you, above your head is Allah, who is the greatest and the highest. You are made the big person in the family, but remember, Allah is the biggest and the greatest in the entire world, in everything. Allah is the greatest. So how you would like Allah to forgive you, forgive your wife also. How you would like Allah to be kind and merciful to you, you be kind and merciful to your wife like that also. On one occasion, Maulana Shah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali reprimanded one of his workers and told him that how much must I tolerate you? You keep on making this mistake. How much must I now tolerate you with this mistake? So, and Hazrat Shaykh was angry and upset with that worker. So Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, his uncle, Rahmatullah Ali, whispered in his ears and told him, tolerate him as much as you want Allah to tolerate you on the day of Qiyamah. How much we want Allah to forgive us, to overlook us, let us overlook and forgive those who are under us here. And especially with the wife, show her the best of respect. If she is doing something wrong, she's becoming too big for her boots, she's becoming bossy, and she's becoming disrespectful, then correct it in the correct way which the Quran has shown. Don't use your own ways. Don't overstep your mark. Remain within your lane and do things as you are commanded to do. And in all matters, remember that Allah is Aliyan, Aliyan Kabira. Allah is above you, He is the highest. Allah is above you, He is the greatest. He is the biggest. If you maintain that, you will be able to maintain proper relationship in your family, and you will have a wonderful married life. May Allah let us learn the teachings of the Quran, bring them into our lives, live by them, and enjoy the fruit of it in this dunya also, and in akhirat as well. وَآخِرُ الْأَوَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ